Wolf hunting season ended on New Year's Eve, and Wyoming's chief game warden, Brian Nesvik, joins us now to talk about it. He says overall, the hunt went smoothly.
Hunters acted very ethically and complied very well with all of the wolf hunting regulations and the reporting requirements. We did have some isolated incidents of illegal take of wolves, but the good news story overall is that hunters acted very ethically and legally in their participation in this wolf hunting season.
Now, there was a quota of 52 wolves that could have been taken. It sounds like only 43 actually were killed. Why is that? Why do you think we didn't meet the quota?
Well, you know, I think there's a variety of reasons. And number one, you know, a lot of folks that took to the field this year to hunt wolves had never hunted wolves before. And there's certainly some uniqueness to hunting a new species, some new techniques that folks have to learn just as they would with any other new or different type of species of wildlife. And so I think the nuance of it is part of the reason. I think Wyoming's wolves are distributed in very remote areas, and a lot of the most suitable habitat for wolves in Wyoming is located in areas that are just not accessible by roads and really only accessible by foot and horseback. And I think that also impacted, you know, the number of wolves taken, especially in a lot of those backcountry areas. And additional to that, just like other wildlife and other game species, wolf hunting success can be tied to just normal variations in weather. And so obviously when there's snow events, it becomes, in some places anyway, easier to hunt wolves because you can see tracks and fresh sign and potentially have a better ability to locate wolves. But, you know, going and, you know, not getting to the quota is certainly not a bad thing, especially in our first year of managing wolves.
Obviously, there are a couple of lawsuits that have been filed by environmental groups who didn't want wolves to be delisted. I'm curious whether Wyoming will use this information, you know, that we didn't even meet the harvest quota, sort of to defend its wolf management plan.
Well, certainly all of the information available from this past hunting season, I'm sure, will be evaluated and potentially presented in any litigation down the road, not only the current pending suits, but any other suits that may come about. And I think what this season does is it really validates the fact that Wyoming has a sound wolf management plan and that Wyoming is capable of managing wolves, a recovered population, in a very prudent and scientific-based manner.
And, of course, as part of Wyoming's wolf management plan, wolves can be shot on site. They're considered predators and can be shot on site in much of the state. Do you have any numbers on how many wolves were killed outside of the trophy game area?
We do, and right now there's a requirement. One of the requirements is that even those folks that take wolves in areas where they're designated as predatory animals, they have to report them. And so we do know how many were taken, and right now we've had 27 wolves taken outside of the wolf trophy game management area.
Classifying wolves as predators in much of the state, doesn't that make it difficult for the wolves to migrate? I mean, if anyone can just shoot them on site outside of the trophy game area, are they still able to migrate?
Well, one of the core components of the negotiations that the governor agreed upon with the Secretary of Interior was some additional protections for wolves in what's been referred to in the media a lot as the flex area, or that area kind of on the southwest portion of the wolf trophy game management area. And really that area was negotiated to facilitate that immigration and emigration of wolves between the populations that exist in Wyoming and populations in Idaho. That was an area where we had documented, or I shouldn't say we, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had documented a kind of a migration corridor. And so with that area, coupled with the abilities they have on the north end of the Wolf Trophy Game Management Area, in and out of Yellowstone Park, wolves have an ability to move back and forth between subpopulations to facilitate that genetic exchange that's important for a recovered population.
What has Game and Fish learned from this hunting season in terms of looking ahead to the 2013 wolf hunting season? What things might change then?
You know, I think number one, the plan that we started with is very sound. And so, you know, and one of the things that we were very interested in when the plan was developed and the commission approved it was to make it adaptable so that we could take things that we learned and apply those things down the road in a fairly responsive manner. And so we're able to do that. We're able to take harvest information coupled with actual out-on-the-ground monitoring, and that's some of the work we're doing right now, where we're out on the ground putting collars on wolves and actually counting wolves to determine the number of wolves we have out on the ground. And that information, both of those two things put together, will be primary pieces of data that will be used to set next year's season. To directly answer your question, without having the information on what we've got on the ground right now, it's hard to say how things may change. But what I can tell you is we haven't to this point seen any surprises, and we are comfortable that we are going to be able to document that we have well above 100 wolves and well above 10 breeding pairs following our first hunting season. So that's, I guess, probably the most significant thing we learned is that we validated our plan, that we could go out and use sport hunting and take several wolves through a sport hunting season and still come out at the end of the season above those commitments that we have towards maintaining a recovered wolf population.
All right. Well, Brian Nesvik, Chief Game Warden for Wyoming, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Willow.